Now let's get our foot in the door here today, but I wanted you to have this preliminary statement concerning the Gospel of Luke. It's so wonderful. It's so great. I only wish I was adequate to present it as it should be presented. We have in chapter 1 the announcement of the birth of John and Jesus. And then we have the birth of John in chapter 1. And it began like this, and it opens with what is known in the Greek as a periodic sentence. That means, if you've studied Greek, friends, and you know what it means. It means when you have a periodic sentence, it's difficult to translate it. And you will note your English translation that the first four verses are just one sentence. You've got to be good in Greek to write it like this. You have to be good to read it like this. But Dr. Luke was able to write it, and he's able to read it. Now let me read this. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now, I only want to lift out one or two things here that I think are very, very important. The two words there, eyewitnesses and ministers, are words that you might pass over when you don't want to pass over them. The word eyewitness is the word autoptai. You see, opsomai, optic, that means eye, to see. And auto means to see for yourself. And autoptai, does that sound like a word you've ever heard of? Yes, you're right. It sounds like autopsy. That's exactly what Dr. Luke is saying. He's a doctor, you see. He uses this term. He says, those of us that were eyewitnesses, we made an autopsy. Now he uses the word ministers here, and it's huperetai. Actually, it has to do with the sea, that is, with a boat. Under rowers would be the word. Say, we have a word in the hospital for that today. They call them interns. And that's what Dr. Luke says, that they were making an autopsy, but that he actually was just an intern of the great physician. And there have been a great many wonderful doctors that have been willing to be just interns. Dr. Howard Kelly, probably one of the greatest obstetricians that this country's produced, was at Johns Hopkins for years. He said he believed the virgin birth, and Dr. Luke has the longest account of it. And you know, when some little pseudo-professor in a theological seminary today says that he does not believe in the virgin birth because it's a biological impossibility, I just would like to ask him a question. What does he know about biology? And what does he know about impossibilities? Good doctors have believed in the virgin birth. And so I just forget these little peanut theologians today, and I trust you'll forgive me for calling them that. I'd call them something else if that's what they were, but they just happen to be little peanut theologians today. This is a tremendous beginning. Now he said, I've written these things to you that you might know the certainty. My friends, can you be sure today? Do you know today that you're a child of God through faith in Christ? Do you know this is the Word of God? I feel sorry for the Christian today that has to wobble back and forth and say, well, I do not know, I'm not sure, I don't guess I have enough faith. No, that's not your problem. Your problem is you don't know enough. I hate to say that, but that's our problem if we knew enough. You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If you really knew the Word of God, you'd believe it. The problem is with those who are ignorant of the Word of God. And I must make a confession. I have a little difficulty with believing at times. And you know my problem is because I don't know enough. Oh, if we only knew the book and only knew the Lord, we'd believe him. The problem is not with the book or with him. The problem is with us today. Now, you'll notice that Dr. Luke sticks to history, and he has a great deal of historical data, and he fits the Lord Jesus into time. He came out of eternity into time. And John puts it in the lofty language of, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Now, Dr. Luke will not approach it that way. He happens to be a doctor, a scientist, and also a man highly educated in that day, and a personal friend of the Apostle Paul. He'll say it, but in just a little bit different language than that. He will fit the Son of God into the history of the world.